Alaska show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com. Check out their show listings. All right, we have quite a slate of action coming to Dallas-Fort Worth this week. Six big candidates will vote at the end of the segment on which we think is the biggest.
Live action.
It's a very big week for George and for me, because we're both going to major shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to that as we move through the schedule here. But let's start with candidate number one. Friday night at the House of Blues, the folk stylings of Brandi Carlile.
Hmm. Yeah, I like her.
No relation to Rick Carlile. It's a different spelling with the last name.
No. She has a great voice.
No.
Yeah. I liked her with the Go-Go's.
That was Belinda. No.
I think all these girls sound alike.
I know, but you're not supposed to say that. Because that would make them feel bad that they're not individuals.
Isn't there just... It seems like there's just kind of a generic female voice out there now. The alt. Folky.
Her last two albums have gone to number one on the folk charts and top 10 on the U.S. mainstream charts.
So folks like her.
Yes.
Folk you.
And
that's not a school.
Her recent release, The Fire Watcher's Daughter, went number one on the U.S. rock chart.
Mm.
Number one.
Okay.
So
she's
put
got
that
greatness
in your
to her.
Did you hear her second album, generic, the Arsonist's Cousin? Did she have that one, or was that someone else?
Sports panties.
Yeah, I think so.
It's me.
In November of 2002, she identified herself as a lesbian, Gordon.
I ID'd her as that long before she did then.
All right, that's fun, and that's candidate number one.
That fun?
Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
That's so fun.
$10 off car stereo. Isn't that fun?
That is just wrong.
It's a
what
tribute.
You do is wrong.
It's a tribute.
All right, candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Vert, Clint Black.
Who?
Clint Gordon Black. And yesterday, interestingly, was Lisa Hartman Black's birthday.
Sure enough. They're still hitched, huh?
So yep. She divorced Phil, married Clint.
No.
Mm. White, black. The reason
that you can. George, how does the world of country music view Clint Black these days?
They wonder what happened to him. A lot of them.
I thought he retired.
That's Garth, and he's back now, too.
No, I thought... maybe I think of George Strait was the one that retired.
Yeah, there's a big difference between George Strait and Clint Black. I think people still like him, though. He still has a good following.
Most ironic name in country music?
What's that? George Strait?
No, Clint Black.
I don't know what you're getting at, Gordo. This is your song, though. Listen.
I'm back, and I'm a high-tech G.I. Joe. I pray for peace. Listen to that bass.
You like it or not?
No, I think I'm the only one that's annoyed by the six-string bass now. When they add a bunch of low strings to it.
All right, that's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at AT&T Stadium, also known as the Death Star, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, my goodness, really?
I am going, and I've looked at their set list. This song is on it.
We don't have any of their music, unfortunately.
Right.
It's not available. It's not widely available.
What's up? Just shut up. This is on the set list. I love live Stones. I've only seen them once, but it's like I've seen them live for 30 years, because if I listen to Stones, I always listen to live versions of their music. I think that's the best. And I love this song. This is from Madison Square Garden.
Hey, girls.
Who's that?
Madison.
Shut up.
Yeah,
That is 71-year-old Mick Jagger. And with all apologies to Bob Plant and Bono and whoever else you want to put up in this category, he is the greatest frontman ever.
Nope.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
No and doubt. I don't think there's an argument.
He looks too awkward. He needs to have a guitar and not move around.
No. Nobody commands a stage like Mick Jagger.
This song is also on the set list at several other cities. It's a deep cut. You guys may have never heard the song. Slipping Away with Keith Richards singing. Slipping Away. It's a great song.
He doesn't get to sing too many, does he?
No.
Thankfully.
There's a coolness to his voice. I like it.
So, Gordon, you and I went to that show the last time they were here. George was down, like, front row, and you and I were up in the rafters.
Mm-hmm. In front row.
But that was great. That was the only time I'd seen him. Very happy to have seen him, and it was a spectacular show.
It was awesome. I loved it. And remember who was supposed to open up but didn't? The great Merle Haggard.
Yeah, Haggard that's was. Right. Yeah.
I was so excited thinking I was going to, you know, knock out two legends in one night like that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Pat Green agrees with you, Gordo. He says he hates the six-string bass.
Good. Did he just text you or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's with you on that.
Just stick to four strings. We don't need all that bottom out on the B string.
Greatest rock and roll band of all time?
Yes. Absolutely. Mm. The fact that they can do it for that many decades.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to last, though.
I'm looking forward to this, and this has got to be it.
That's this, what we thought last tour. Time.
I know.
But. Yeah, but we had that folk singer girl in there, that Belinda Gogo girl. So, I mean, they may not be the biggest show this week.
No, they may not.
I think he meant this has to be the last time they tour.
Oh, no. They're going to tour. They will have at least two more tours after this.
I don't think so. I think this is it.
Oh, you're crazy.
I don't think
listen
he's
going to
make
listen how healthy Keith sounds there.
This is 12 years ago, too.
How can his lungs still be taking in air?
So George is going to see the Stones on Saturday night. Porto, you know where I will be on Saturday?
In the arms of a male lover.
Before that?
Oh, no, I don't know before that.
I'm taking a road trip to Denver to see you, too.
Before you see me that night?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is huge. This is non-disclosure.
This is non-disclosure.
Well, I have it from a pretty reliable source that they will play Dallas, but not until September of 2016 at the AAC.
Tour is going to be that long?
Yeah, they're doing the first leg of the North American tour goes through October. Then they do a European tour through the winter. Then they come back for a second leg in North America next spring, summer, and fall, I think.
Man.
And I'm so excited about the new album and the tour and everything that I've read about the tour that I really wanted to see them soon. I didn't want to wait till September of 2016. So, you know what this is? YOLO, right?
Yeah.
It's a YOLO road trip.
Mm-hmm. This is total YOLO. Are you going with anybody?
I'm going with an old college buddy of ours and his buddy. Grizzy. Ooh. I'm going with Grizzy and Roland.
Well, made up names.
Well, I keep track of the outrageous claims and comments made by Grizzy.
Yeah.
You got room for one more, don't you?
Yeah, if you want to go, fine. No, we've got three tickets. We don't have a fourth. You'll have to scalp one.
Oh, I can use Grizzy's. He can wait in the car.
But Denver's as close as they come to Dallas. So I figured, why not?
The heck? I think I'm going to see him in June. Later in June in Chicago.
That's YOLO.
Yeah.
That's total YOLO. Oh, you man. Guys are YOLOing.
Totally.
You got to YOLO it up, dude.
I'm going to release a YOLO album of all the things that I'm going to do.
So we are going to have two major concerts to review on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be big.
All right, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday as well, at JEXA, Tim McGraw.
This good song. He's got greatness to him.
He's Ticket's own. I sang a duet with him.
Yeah, but we didn't play it on the ticket, so he's not Ticket's own.
We didn't?
No.
Hmm.
He's got greatness, and he's probably in the best shape of his life, too. Have you seen him lately?
No, but he's always looked pretty fit.
Yeah, he's always been fit.
Not as fit as he is now. Because he quit drinking and all that mess.
Oh, he had a bad problem with the bottle?
I think he had, yeah, had some bottle issues. Looking at the x-rays, talking
about the options, and talking about... Who's the number one male name in country music right now?
I think it's still George Jones. Even though he's passed.
Maybe Tim McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, creating a buzz when they go nationwide.
Right.
Either him or Kenny Chesney, I guess.
Is he the one that's a fraud?
Or Brad Paisley or Keith Urban. Among those guys, I would say you'd probably hit your top name.
See, I like this song. I just think they should have had less cowbell.
Jer's putting that in.
Oh.
All right, candidate number five, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday at the Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas, Butch Walker and Jonathan Tyler.
Yes, this is the great Jonathan Tyler here. This is going
to
be on his
What happened
album.
To the Northern Lights?
Disappeared. He's putting out a solo album.
Hmm.
That's what this song is from. And we owe Jonathan a big thank you for coming out to Jub Jam, being our special guest that night. That was so awesome to play with him. He played one of his songs. He played one of ours. And this album that he's going to put out this summer is great. I've heard about half of it. I think this is my favorite song from it. This is him on the Texas music scene. He's awesome. Butch Walker's really good, too. This is a really good show. I know there's a lot of superstars in town, but just good music. This is a great musical night.
Butch Walker sounds like he may have played small forward for the Knicks in the late 70s and averaged about 16 a game.
He did.
Butch Walker.
All right, that's Candidate 5. And finally, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday at the House of Blues, Ingrid Michaelson. I discovered her watching highlights from Hangout last year, and when I heard this song... I liked it, and I thought George and Gordon would love this song.
I've heard this song. This is more Gordo's speed when he's doing the dolphin thing out the window, driving around town.
Why are you obsessed with the dolphin thing out the window?
Because you're always passing me listening to female Arnest.
What are Arnest?
Or artists doing a song, and you're doing that dance.
This, to me, is a Gordo earworm song. Like, you'd be singing it like that Royals song. You'd be singing it for, like, 3 months.
While doing the air dolphin.
Stop with air dolphin. Yeah, this is catchy. It also sucks. It suck, you suck, world suck.
By the way, honorable mention... to a band that did not make the list this week.
Oh, thank you, Craig.
We had 6 very strong candidates.
They're not playing until next April.
But they are playing Thursday at the Three Links Event Center. Go see Diarrhea Planet.
What?
What? That is not real, is it?
Yeah, they're on here like every week. They're playing Thursday. Diarrhea Planet.
Not the Diarrhea Planet.
Support them.
There's no such band.
Yes, right there. Look.
It didn't mean anything that you printed it out.
What do you mean it doesn't mean anything?
That's made up. The document it's a Word document you made.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it Candidate 1, Friday at the House of Blues, Brandi Carlile? Candidate 2, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Clint Black? Candidate 3, Saturday at the AT&T Death Star, the Rolling Stones? Candidate 4, Saturday at JEXA, Tim McGraw? Candidate 5, Sunday at the Majestic, Butch Walker and Jonathan Tyler? Candidate 6, Sunday at the House of Blues, Ingrid Michaelson. George.
Can I place an audio vote?
Okay.
Brandi Carlile.
No, I had to hear, can you hear me knocking one more time?
All right, Gordo?
It's the Stones.
Sean Bass.
Stones.
Jer.
Stones.
Fernando.
Rolling Stones.
And I will make it unanimous. The Rolling Stones.
Without Rob, David.
Oh, we got Mick here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, Mick, what's up?
Not much, baby.
What you going to do when you're in Dallas?
You know,
Hang out with the Cowboys, maybe the Mavericks.
You can hang out with the Rangers. Cowboys. Okay, I'm starting to not understand you. You gonna eat in any particular restaurant while you're here?
I might go to Snooki's.
Snooki's?
Something like that.
Yeah. Huh.
Might go to Chili's.
Hunkies?
Yeah, might go to Hunkies.
Okay. All right.